Blog Talk Radio.
Dude, popping my niggas. We back at it again. PSA motherfucking podcast, man. Sean, what's good, my nigga?
Yo, what's good, my G?
Yo, we back at it again right quick, man. I just wanted to see niggas hitting me up talking about we need to talk about this Prodigy shit that happened in Queens, man. Inform the people what happened today with Prodigy's mural, my nigga.
His mural was defaced. In other words, somebody destroyed it, basically. It was a mural to, you know, give, you know, show remembrance to one of the great, great MCs to the hip-hop culture. And somebody just fucked it up, man. And it was a
that
great
shit is,
mural.
That shit is wild, my nigga. That's crazy, bro.
And it just goes to show you how some people, how corny and whack some people are. Like, whoever did it really, they feel so good about themselves because they know it's going to impact. They know it's going to become news. They giggling to whoever they pay. Yo, look at this. Niggas really care about this shit. Or, like, whoever wanted to make to be seen and be famous anonymously, they did a great job. You know,
and make a mockery.
If they
want
to know who it is, if they think it was just some old, some nobody nigga, or why the fuck they did this, was just vicious malice, and it was fucked up that a nigga would do this. Or, you know, woman, no, I'm not no gender bias. I'm just saying, whoever would do this, man, fuck you. That's what I gotta say.
Facts.
About that, man. Fuck you.
Facts. And what's sad, also, man. I mean, how many other murals we have in hip hop in the city, man? They got what, Big L, they got one Pun, Biggie, Sean Price, right? Am I missing anybody else? And
they might have a freaky tie.
Niggas got hit. They might got a freaky tie one in Queens.
They might. I don't know. I don't know.
South
I don't know. I'm just thinking about the guys who passed away. You know, they always do something to show, or, you know, remember.
But you don't hear nobody defacing. You don't hear other people's shit get defaced. We've never heard conversations or people talk about Big L shit. And all I got wind of this is Cormega, I guess, went on IG, and then he got to Twitter, and he was like, this is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was in Queens, right?
Yeah, and the thing about it is this was beautiful artwork. Like, this mural was beautiful, man. Like, it did Prodigy justice. Like, as long as it, you know, as long as you see it, his memory is going to live on. And you go past the mural, you're going to look at it and be like, you know what's funny? I told my man, as soon as they put it up, I said, yo, my nigga, you know I got to take a picture in front of that. Like, that shit is crazy right there. You know what I mean? So.
And I know you would have. And I know you would have. You ain't talking no bullshit. You got to ask her to take a flick with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. It's really fucked up, man. Like, I, you know, whoever did this thinking this shit was cool, it's whack. But you know, with lost niggas, with dumbass niggas, or just with hater, period, it doesn't mean anything to them. You know what I'm saying? Because the fact that they were doing it, they knew whatever, and it didn't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So.
They know niggas like me and you will be talking about this shit and being like, fuck you niggas, while they probably giggling somewhere on their laptop. You know, jerking off in front of my computer and shit. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing. Nobody's co-signing it. Nobody. You know what I'm saying? So, just knowing that they did it and they, quote-unquote, away with it. Like, what the fuck? Right. So, what are y'all niggas doing now? Y'all just chilling like, look what we did. Let's get bent. Let's chill. Let's go. Like, what the fuck? This is paying respect to one of the great MCs. You know?
And I'm pretty sure the motherfucker that seen that, that did that, they seen this nigga getting love, whether it's through social media, you know, Twitter, IG, Facebook. I'm pretty sure he's getting love all over the fucking place. So they knew what the fuck they was doing, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yep, I agree. I absolutely agree.
Oh man, that's some fucking, that's some wild shit, son. Like niggas dead ass went in like the face piece. Like that's crazy, son. To see that shit going on in 2017 and to sit in New York, of all places. It ain't like it was somewhere else where niggas did that shit. You know what I mean? Like we in fucking Omaha, Nebraska, somebody did a picture of Prodigy and they're like, yo, this nigga's not from here. Like, and I'm pretty sure somebody in other cities will probably appreciate that shit more than niggas from our own city. You know what I'm saying?
You see, it makes New York look mad corny right now. We looking stupid out here. We looking straight.
It does look corny.
Dumb.
It does look mad corny. I'm glad you said that, though, because nobody else going to say that. I'm glad you said that. Niggas do look corny out here. Shit crazy, my nigga. Did you see the Drink Champs episode when they did a Prodigy show?
And you know what's funny? I'm glad you said that. So I watched that episode last night, and it was one of a good episode. Like, I liked this episode because they were going, I thought Nori told us, you know, Nori told us an ill story. He was one of the last 20 niggas to give Prodigy dap. Want some of your Prodigy? What's up? We hanging out tonight. Not tonight, my nigga. I'm feeling under the weather. I'm going to go to the hospital right quick. Not knowing that's the last time you're going to see P. Man, that shit was deep. Just hearing
that.
Mad deep, you know what I'm saying? Rob Marksman called up. He was the first one. You know, that's somebody I would love for you to talk to. And he gave it up. He was giving it up. Like, I wasn't going to hate. I was like, all right. He knows. You know what I like about it? He knows. He understands who the Prodigy is. You know, a lot of people, when you think of the 90s and whoever's your favorite MC, who's your favorite MC? They say Nas, right? Who's your favorite MC in the 90s? And if you say Hov, you say Redman, you say Wu. During that era,
Jay-Z?
You liked that guy? Who? During that era, whoever you liked, that's when Mobb Deep made their classic material.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? That's when they made their classic. So that's how, to me, that era is, they're 100% part of that era. Because if you loved hip hop, you loved that music that they was putting out whenever your favorite MC was quote unquote putting out their music. You know what I'm saying? You can't go back to that. I'm like, yo, man, I love Nas. Really? What you like? You like Nas back in, you know, Cuban Link era, Illmatic era? What you thought about Infamous? Boom, there you have it.
Live at the Barbecue. Yeah.
That's so you know whoever
what do you
did
think
that,
about
man, that shit was corny, man.
Yeah, Fire Bunny, a backside, Bumble, Pussy Boy, little fucking blood clot did that. It'll suck your mother. But yo, what do you thought about Master P saying that the BET Awards was phony in their remembrance of Prodigy? Did you see that?
I agree 100%. I agree 1,000% with Master P.
Damn if they don't, my nigga.
No. It's not a damned if you do, damned if you don't. It's not that. It's the level of who Prodigy is to hip hop. This was funny. Rappers dominated the BET Awards. If there's one thing you're going to understand now about how powerful the hip-hop culture is, it's now that when you have just an award show period, a Black Entertainment Award show, the rappers are the biggest stars.
It's more. You're saying it's more predicated to the rappers?
They're the biggest players in the game when it comes to pop culture in music.
Mm-hmm.
And the best moment at the BET Awards was a fucking tribute to New Edition. That was the best moment of the damn show. Because, you know, rap runs this shit right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you got hip-hop being its all influence all over the show. And then you got Lil' Kim and Havoc just speaking. I thought his death is bigger. It's bigger than what they did. That's all. You know, I mean, they acknowledged it and saluted them for acknowledging. Masterpiece made a call. When the last time they invited him? Norby said he hasn't been invited to the war show since 2004. Okay, so that's how they look at hip-hop. If you are not right this moment, what they little kids are listening to or watching on YouTube, they not fucking with you. And I have a problem with I have a problem with how I feel certain MCs have not shown love.
Jeez.
I mean, I feel, you know, all the New York MCs should have shown love by now.
All the New York MCs, you said?
You know, I'm someone who follows hip-hop culture crazy. So Big Pun's son has a Prodigy tribute song out. Axel Leone, MC from the Bronx. You know, so it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Like, look, y'all niggas who did that shit, man, that shit ain't cool, man. You don't get no fucking points by doing that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? For real. Straight up, man. Drink bleach, man. Put some hot sauce in your fucking eyes, man. For real. What they should do, all they had cameras, and they found the niggas who did that, and hang that nigga in front of Queensbridge, butt-ass naked, pause, and just let the nigga stone him. The individuals that did that. You know what I mean? All right, man. That's what it is with Prodigy, man. I see people saying they fucking with our appreciation, my nigga. I had two niggas hit me up and was like, can y'all talk about this particular rapper from Detroit? I want to say he jumped on the scene in 97. He does come from the battle rap culture. Marshall Mathers, a.k.a. Eminem. The first time I heard Eminem, it was different for me. When you first heard Eminem, your thoughts was?
It wasn't different for me. It was a white MC who could rap. I wasn't shocked or caught off guard. I was like, oh,
no,
this is a white boy could rap.
He was rapping about, though. No, the stuff
first
he's rapping about, because
I
mean, House of Pain, you know,
the first
shit like that.
The first time
MC
I heard
Search.
Him, the first time I heard him was on Scary Movie with Royce da 5'9". And they both got busy on it. Then I heard them go on Stretch and Barbido Show, and they spit freestyles, remember? There were underground white MCs during that era.
Of course.
M attacks one of them. There was a white MC named Cage. I bought Cage's tape over there and dubbed over it. He says that on the song. I knew Cage was. I used to listen to him. It wasn't shocking that there was a white MC who could rap. So this is just my initial take on him. Remember, there's no album. There's just that. Then he comes up with Hi, My Name is Shady. And MTV goes berserk over it. I'm like, oh, okay, they really liking this shit. You know, it's different, but it's just, you know, hi, my name is, you know, it's different, and he's being funny or whatever. So okay, at this point, I still don't know his history. You know, I don't know about the Infinite LP. I don't know about his Rap Olympics.
Me neither.
Being this
facts.
Battle
me
rap
neither.
Dude, like, I didn't know any of this stuff. I'm just telling you, this was my
I'm
first
same
experience.
With you. I'm same with you, brother.
You know what I'm saying? So his album drops, and I bought it. I bought it on cassette because I was still buying cassettes then.
You buying cassettes in 97 still? In 97?
I was still buying cassettes in 98. I was still buying cassettes in
99. Oh, my God. Who texted for about 97 I was buying CDs, because I thought I bought Big CD, I bought Wu-Tang Forever CD, you know, shit like that.
Yeah, I understand that. But, so, I buy the album and I listen to it. And as someone who loves lyricism and MCs who are ill, I was like, this nigga crap his mother fucking assholes. And I mean, really rap. Really.
His wordplay is really fucking ridiculous, man. Breath control.
Really rap. I mean, really rap. I really was like, wow. And then he was rapping about a lot of the white boy experience. But because he could rap so good, the way he was rapping was crazy. So then I started, you know, the internet had just started getting popular, and I was one of those dudes who was fortunate enough to be able to have America Online in the late 90s when niggas was like, what are you doing? .com and shit. AOL and all that. Going into the AOL rap chat rooms. That's another, though. Boy, that was back in the day. But so.
Wow.
At this point, people start putting up videos of him at the Rap Olympics battling people. So he had a history. This dude was really a hip hop head. Eminem is a true definition of a hip hop head. Where you could, like, if me and you ever interviewed him, it'd be like he's the white version of us in talking about hip hop.
Yeah,
he clearly is a student of the game. He's a historian, and he's mad nice. I get a clean shave, babe, go to a rave, die from an overdose, then dig myself out of my grave. Just lyricism, like, I'm like, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
now,
man.
The one thing we can't do, we can never. So, as far as I'm concerned, he's just an ill MC who's nice. White America was like, wait a minute. Black America, y'all are co-signing this? Y'all are giving this guy a stamp of approval?
Yeah. Yeah.
When the RZA,
real quick before you go in, I think it took a while for brothers to get into Eminem. Is it safe to say that it wasn't a fast transition?
No, it wasn't. But once the heavyweights of the time came out and gave him the props on national TV, you know, it was Wyclef, Missy, it was a bunch of them at the time who were popular. And they were like, oh, I like this white boy. He's crazy. He's something ill about him. Like, everybody gave him the props. Once MTV saw that, and White America was like, wait a minute, this is official with y'all? Y'all with it? That was it. Eminem became the biggest artist in the world. In the world. And you know how we found that out? When his next album came out. The one that sold 1.3 million.
You're talking about the Marshall Mathers LP.
Yes.
With Criminal and all that. Yeah, I think that was his best album. It's safe to say
with
the Marshall Mathers LP is Eminem's best album.
To a lot of people, it is. It's not my favorite M album, but to a lot of people, it is.
Really?
It's not my favorite album. I thought M was actually even better on the Eminem show. I thought he was even more in control of everything on the Eminem show. Eminem show, to me, pinnacle M at his greatness.
I think Marshall Mathers LP is Eminem at his, after his first album, he got his feet wet. Then the second album, he just went into I don't give a fuck mode. And then the third album was like, I made it now. I don't feel Eminem made it by the Marshall Mathers LP.
See, I think that Eminem, he didn't feel he made it, but it made him the biggest rapper on the planet Earth, and maybe in history. He was so great. I mean, he had Stan. Remember that song, Stan? How popular that song was. I mean, you got to understand, black video outlets used to play Eminem on a regular basis. So white America loved him. I mean,
Did you say white America loved him?
White America loved Eminem. They loved Eminem.
I don't think all of white America loved Eminem at first.
White America absolutely loved him because white America's history is we love any white person who can do black music and do it great. We will
I'm
elevate
gonna say
that person.
70% of white America fucked with him. It might be less than that. So, it might be 60-70% of white America that fucked with him. Because you remember, it ain't like all white folks love hip hop and they look at him like you're a wigger, just as their favorite word when a white person does something that they deem is black, you know, they probably looked at him as a wigger.
So what M did, because of white people listened to Eminem who did not listen to rap music. That's how big
of a
star.
I agree with that. Totally agree with that.
Eminem,
totally agree with that.
Eminem spit a lot of homophobic lyrics all over his LPs, in his early LPs, like very homophobic, which would not be tolerated in today's era. But because he was the white savior, they said, we got to clean this up. What can we do to clean this up? Because we want to mainstream this white guy. We love him that much. So what did they do? They put him with Elton John on the Grammys. Okay? That's what I mean. I said white America wanted him to win, and they loved him. So to clean him up, they take one of the big gay icons in music, and they put Eminem with him.
That didn't look genuine. Am I right on this? Am I right that did not look genuine? Like that was forced?
But it wasn't Eminem who did that. That was the powers that be who wanted to embrace him, who wanted to clean him up because he was getting so much criticism because they were like, y'all really going to like this guy who has a lot of homophobic lyrics? So they say, well, we'll show you that it's just lyrics and he's really not like that. Let's put him with Elton John, you know?
Right, right.
So he does that with Elton John and Elton and, you know, and then to really illustrate how much white America loved him and wanted him to succeed, he did a movie, 8 Mile, that came out in 2002, and it was the number one movie and number one soundtrack the same week it dropped. This man was at the pinnacle of success that no musical artist sees. You know, it's uncharted territory, because this isn't the first hip-hop soundtrack. It's not the best hip-hop soundtrack that's ever come out. It's not the first hip-hop
Which
movie.
One that?
The 8 Mile soundtrack.
My 8 Mile? Oh, 8 Mile, definitely
yeah.
Soundtrack. That was a fire soundtrack, too. 8 Mile soundtrack
was
fire.
It's not considered the greatest soundtrack in hip-hop history. So white America definitely decided, this is it. We're going to put everything to him. We love him. But the thing Eminem would never give white America is he would never not acknowledge, I'm doing black music. Every inspiration of mine is black. There are no white heroes. I do black music. All my inspirations are from black hip-hop artists. You know why? Eminem wins the Academy Award. He wins the Oscar for best song on a motion picture soundtrack. Barbara Streisand, an American icon, Barbara Streisand, when she announced he was the winner, she's jumping up, cheering, going crazy. Barbara Streisand is one of the biggest icons in American music history. This is her giving her stamp of approval. So he just does the Grammys with Elton John. Next, then he does, the following year, he gets an Oscar. You know, Eminem, and now mind you, this is from between 99 and 2002. All of this happened in a 4-year span.
Right.
So,
he literally took off. He literally took off, my nigga.
and when he's doing this, there is no rap artist who's anywhere near him in terms of sales, in terms of popularity, in terms of anything. He's really the top guy.
What did Jay-Z say? The only one that's popping is me, M, and Pimp Juice. Huh?
And he acknowledged it. On his album that he originally planned to not have any guest MCs, he had one guest MC. So here's the thing. The era we're talking about, when Hov put out the blueprint, he had one guest appearance. And we all know who that guest
let me say this right quick. It was overrated. And then, yes, we're doing Eminem appreciation. I don't know who started this rumor that Eminem washed Jay-Z on Renegade. I think that was just straight buffoonery. I don't think no one got washed on Renegade. Niggas just be taking that shit and run with it because it sounds good. I think that's one of hip-hop lies. We need to do a show one day called Hip-Hop Lies. All the lies that's been told, that we can just let the truth be told. That's one of them, man. Forget it.
But what it does, it just highlights how great Eminem was. Now, to illustrate this point even better, Eminem had a crew in Detroit of local rappers, like local rappers in Detroit, called the Dirty Dozen.
D12, right?
He put them on. He put his local
that crew niggas went platinum
on. Twice.
D12 went platinum, my nigga. That's crazy.
All on the strength of Eminem. So this leads to his legendary status, why he's such an iconic MC. Then Eminem does something.
Before you go, here's a question everybody will always want to know. If Eminem was black, would he be as popular as he is?
No, he wouldn't. He wouldn't. That's just not how. That's not white America, which is why he addressed it on the song "White America" on the Eminem show.
White America,
which is my favorite album. Look at these eyes, baby blue, baby. Look at myself with flavors of brown. Shady lose. Shady sits on the shelf. He rapped and acknowledged that. Yeah, y'all love me because I'm white. He told white America that. The whole song he's telling them, y'all like me because I'm white. He said it. Okay? But that doesn't take away from the fact that this motherfucker is one of the great MCs of all time. Of all time. Does not that
top,
does not take
top
away
15?
That he's great.
Top 15? What? Top 15?
Easily. It's more than top 15. He's top 10. Top 10 in terms of a lyrical ability, in terms of rhyming. And Eminem can rhyme with anybody. Well, he's rhymed with anybody. He's already proven it. He's great.
That cypher with Black Thought and fucking Mos Def was fire, though.
It was fire, but here's the great thing that illustrated that. Eminem rapped with Black Thought and Mos Def, and they were just as good as he was. He was just Eminem rapping with the great black rappers. That illustrates the point. Black Thought was raw in that. So was Mos Def. And then Eminem was raw. But, you know, it wasn't like he stood out, and I was like, oh, shit, Eminem, fuck with Black Thought and Mos Def. I can't believe what I'm hearing. Nah, it wasn't like that. All of them got busy. Eminem is a great,
now,
great MC.
As good as he is, some of the albums been suspect, though, Em. I know it's appreciation, but me and Sean keep it funky here. When it's good, there's bad on appreciation. We still appreciate you niggas, even though we highlight some negative shit. Recovery was kind of suspect, was it not?
And he knew that.
I like that funny voice Eminem shit.
Which is why he immediately came out with Relapse. Because he knew it. He knew his white privilege would just... You know, he did 3 a.m. He just came out after years of just laying back in the cut. And white America brought it up like it was nothing. And he knew, I just put out some bullshit and y'all went for it. And I'm multi-platinum on this. But in his heart, he knew that wasn't great. But we skip one of the most important contributions that Eminem has ever done. Eminem is the reason why Curtis Jackson became Curtis Jackson. Because Eminem used his white privilege, parallel superstardom, his unparalleled superstardom, and shined the light on 50 Cent when nobody else was doing it and niggas wanted 50 dead and niggas didn't give a fuck. 50 could have ended up being another mixtape rapper in New York trying to make it. Okay.
50 got $1 million advance. Oof. A lot of niggas don't get $1 million advance, my nigga.
And his was great, just for the new generation. Eminem recently did a video because it's 50 Cent's birthday. 50 Cent just turned 42.
Boy, I see that.
Yeah, nigga.
Word.
40 in their 40s. Run you niggas. Ask Russell Simmons. Anyway.
Facts.
And he rapped one of 50's verses. And that illustrated Eminem is a true diehard hip hop head. He kept it funky. Eminem knows he can act like Eminem can act like his shit don't stink. He can act like, man,
he
no rapper
do that,
ever did.
And to be fair, he doesn't do that.
No, he's a true hip hop head, in the truest sense of the word. Historian, fan of the culture. He rapped 50 Cent's whole verse on Places to Go. And I know a lot of people didn't know what verse he was rapping on that song, because Places to Go was not on Get Rich Die Trying. It's on the 8 Mile soundtrack.
Nope.
So when he spit to 50 Cent heads who was feeling it, we knew what that shit was, because we seen everything he had. The fact that M did that for 50.
Real quick, I still haven't forgiven you for signing Stack Cole. I never saw that, why he signed that nigga and shit. That was kind of suspect,
okay,
but that's neither here nor there, much.
I have to clear you in that. That's not. That was Dr. Dre Interscope. That was an aftermath signing. But they tried to move
you
over.
He was screaming shady. And what about Cassius
Dre,
and them other niggas?
Nah,
B.
Now let me just say something.
What about Cassius?
I loved Cassius. Now let's talk about Cassius.
You love Cassius. You really love Cassius.
Cassius put out a 5-song EP that Eminem put out, and that shit is one of the rawest. Everything you like about Conway right now, right? Everything you like about Conway.
Let's not do that.
We're not going to compare Conway to fucking Cassius, nigga. I'm telling you right now.
I'm telling you right now.
If you heard Cassius 5-song EP, nigga, that's some
nigga,
of the
I heard Cassius rhyme, nigga. How the fuck you think I'm saying that nigga's name, my nigga?
My nigga, listen to me. Listen to me when I tell you this. The Cassius 5-song LP is one of the hardest hitting shits I ever heard in my life. And to me, that solidified. I said, Eminem is putting this nigga out knowing it won't sell. Eminem is a hip-hop head. He signed Slaughterhouse knowing there's nothing you could do with a bunch of 30-plus niggas who don't have the crossover appeal. He signed them because they
are
chill
out. Yo, hold on, my nigga. Don't do Slaughterhouse like that.
I'm not doing them like
that.
I'm highlighting how Eminem loves the hip-hop culture, where he heard you got 4 of the best rappers in hip-hop out right now, and they're just putting out mixtapes, they're doing local shows, and they can't get over the hump. He said,
you know
what
he fucked up
about,
Em? And this is what he fucked up with Slaughterhouse, when you started trying to do production, Em. Like, I'm not the biggest. Here's the thing with Eminem's beats. I know you're gonna throw Patiently Waiting at me. I know that's the first thing. That's niggas' go-to move whenever I talk about Eminem production. I'm not saying all of his production I don't feel. But I would say this, fam. His beats are good for him, for the shit that he talks about, raps about. I wouldn't grab an Eminem beat. Like, for me, if I was doing music, I'm not going to go out of my way to go, AM, shot me a beat. I'm just not going to do that.
Is Renegade an Eminem beat?
Sir, I highlighted already that I like some of the man's beats. I'm just saying, the majority, the bulk of it, I'm not the biggest. I like Eminem's lyrics more than some of his beats.
Okay. Well, did you like him with Dre?
I did like Recovery, though. I did like Recovery, though. Huh?
Well, and let's highlight also something that he did sign. Conway and Westside Gunns and Benny.
Westside Gunners.
So that's just another illustration on how Eminem is a true fan. See, this is why I respect Eminem so much. Eminem is really doing this stuff for the culture of hip hop. And Eminem is safe. He's financially secure forever. His status is unquestioned. So he's like, yo, there's some brothers out there who need that light shine on them that they just not going to get.
Right.
And he gives them that shine. I mean, I really respect that about him.
I wonder how he heard their music, though. Like, how did their music get in front of his lap? Like, pause. Like, all right, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to bump some Conway and shit.
I wonder how his facial reaction
when he heard that shit. He must have been like, ugh, like, he had to jazz the face and shit. You know what I'm saying? He had that school face listening to that shit.
One thing you know about him is he likes reality rap. So even though I know you don't like Cassius's story is a real story.
Oh, like, God, Cassius getting more burned.
Shut up. No, I'm just trying to make a point. Cassius's story is real. Okay? He raps about it. M likes the authenticity in that. 50 Cent's story was real. M likes it.
Right.
Conway's story is real. M likes reality rap where these guys can really articulate their story in a gritty and grimy way. He shines a light on it. You know, I really respect it. I mean, he goddamn made Obie Trice's first album go platinum. Obie Trice's first album went platinum.
Well, hold on. When you say it like that, you make it sound like Obie was a flunky.
No, Obie's not a flunky. But Obie, but just to just show you the power of Eminem during this period, man. Think
right,
about this.
Right,
D12
right, right, right,
platinum.
Right.
He's going platinum. 8 Mile soundtrack platinum. 50 made him so much money, the man stopped rapping. He just stopped. He did not have to rap anymore. After 04, M did not rap again for like five
yeah.
years. The only time you heard him was on 50. The nigga was eating so much. He couldn't believe. Think about the investment he did in 50 Cent and the return he got off of it. Can you imagine
yeah,
that?
Yeah, facts.
I mean,
it's bricks
just
money.
Like
drugs. It's like drug packs. Money. It's packs.
It's that's what you call an investment. So he literally just sat back. It's like, I'm making all this money during the 51. You know? So
Do we want to hear another Eminem album?
I could hear an Eminem album. I'm not against it. But the thing, he's done enough already. I'm not against it. But let me just say this. Eminem is one of the greatest MCs ever. And I want to go back to why the Eminem Show is one of my favorite albums.
Oh, God. Here we go.
No.
Eminem Show.
He, remember the song Till I Collapse? That's the one where he named all the MCs who are probably the greatest. He had Sleeping in My Closet when he was digging the ditch. The Business. I mean, that album to me, that's just my personal favorite Eminem album. So I think Eminem has three classic albums. I think he has a great soundtrack that has some of his most iconic songs on there in the 8 Mile soundtrack. And his contribution to bringing 50 to the game, to me, he did my Mount Rushmore of hip-hop. That's how impactful Eminem has been, in my opinion. And this is, he don't have to do nothing else. Recovery, Relapse, all that shit with Rihanna, all that shit you listen to, that shit with Lil Wayne and shit, none of that has to have happened. I still have him elevated high in the air. His collaborations with Drake and Lil Wayne and all that shit, the new generation might love and like, and the Rihanna collabo, that may be great stuff to me. That wasn't no big deal.
All right. That's what it is, man. PSA.
Eminem is not top 15. Eminem is rated way higher, man. Way
top
higher.
10?
You're
saying of all
no
time.
No disrespect. Of all time. And I'm saying top 10, no disrespect, because I feel like I'm disrespected when I say that.
Me too. That's
I mean,
why I'm saying top 15.
Great.
And I know there's a lot of people in these comments
going
to be like, you guys are crazy. He's top 5. I don't have Eminem in my top 5.
I don't have
Eminem appreciation. Top 5.
If people have Eminem in their top 5, I cannot debate that. And I won't debate it. I'll be like, you have every right to feel that way. And based on his body of work, what he has done, I will not disagree with that.
Does he have classic albums, though? Classic
he
albums.
Has,
not because you like the Eminem
classic,
Show.
Three?
I got
albums.
I have 1.5.
First three albums to me are classic. Me personally, the first three albums
first
are
two.
Classic albums.
First two to me.
Okay. Well, the first
I mean,
album.
That's what it is,
to,
man.
He was vomiting in that voice. He was still vomiting an infinite Eminem voice.
Yeah, but it wasn't that as bad as it was in Recovery, though. Recovery was like really, I wanted to throw up. Not Recovery, Relapse.
Wait,
pardon me.
Relapse. You wanted to throw up when you heard Recovery?
No, Relapse.
I wanted. Relapse. Which one did you want to throw up when you heard it?
Relapse. The Funny Voice album was all Relapse.
Okay. Yeah, that Funny Voice shit. God, I hated that shit. That was
I hated that shit, my nigga.
That was him saying, I'm white, I can do what the fuck I want. And white people still bought the shit and it went platinum. Just and they didn't give.
This is an appreciation show, my nigga. But we don't appreciate that album, my nigga. I'm sorry, bro.
I forgot all about that shit, my nigga.
No thanks, bro.
I forgot
bro.
All about that voice he was using.
No. I'd rather watch a Mr. Wavy battle than watch that and listen to that. You know what I mean? But that's neither here nor there, bro.
Is that a Wavy? Where's this coming from? This nigga walking like a zombie with it. What you saying?
That's what it is, man. TSA motherfucking podcast. Sean, take us home, Mike G.
Subscribe to PSA podcast. Where you gonna get real talking battle rap?
Where
you gonna get real talking battle?
No. I'm egging you on. Go ahead. More. What else?
Subscribe to PSA podcast when you're going to get real talk and battle rap.
What else?
Hip hop culture.
What else?
And sports.
Gritty voice.
They all go together with us. And you saying what else? You made a salute Red Cafe. What else?
Red Cafe.
Red Cafe for taking this deal. You said what else?
Do you think Red Cafe will ever get an appreciation from us? No.
I'm a Red Cafe fan. Flatbush, stand up. Churchy Remsen,
stand up. You think you could do a Red Cafe? Hold on. You think you could do a Red Cafe appreciation? Like, really? You think the audience want to hear us talk about Red Cafe?
If anytime you want to have a conversation about Red Cafe with me, tell me. Being that I have every mixtape, being that I know he's part of the franchise, Gravy. Anytime you want to have that conversation, me and you can do it. Because we talk hip-hop. Remember, if you want to get hip-hop talk, subscribe to PSA Podcast. We talk that hip-hop shit. We're not too big for nothing.
Facts. Shout out to Jay-Z again. 444. Great video, Hov. You know what I mean?
Shout out to your Relapse album, Hov.
Easy, nigga. We out.